A guten Erev Shabbos Kodesh and a guten Erev Chag HaPesach Haba Aleinu L'Toyva Tavshanayin Ches. This is Rabbi Chaim Schwartz in the Vater Bottom of Queens. And this week we were Zeiche to hear from our rabbis every day of the week, Monday through Thursday, a different Dvar Torah on the Haggadah. I want to personally thank Rabbi Moshe Rosenberg, Rabbi Yoel Schoenfeld, Rabbi Ilan Siegelman, Rabbi Ashi Schreier, Rabbi Simcha Hapkowitz, Rabbi Mordechai Zev Hecht, for giving of their time and sharing with us beautiful words of chizuk, inspiration, divrei Torah for the upcoming Yom Tov. I want to just end off the week with something that we should think about for the Seder tonight, which I think is extremely important, and I would like to share it with you, and I hope you'll enjoy it. We know at the end of the Seder, there's a siman called Nirtza. And did we ever take a moment to sit back and think, what is this Nirtza all about? Nirtza comes from the Lashon of Ritzei, Ritzoi. Ritzoi means to be satisfied, to accept something which is have been delivered and is good. So what is it about Nirtza that is so important to have in the Haggadah? And the truth is that a person has to take an approach to the Seder and to the Haggadah, which maybe he doesn't think about all the time, but it's imperative that we do that tonight. And that is that the normal way of thinking of how I do a mitzvah is to always want more, to always do better, to maybe think I didn't do it as well as I should. We know Chazal tell us, Masay Agiu, Maisai, Lamasay, Avaisai, a person always has to ask himself, when will I reach the Madrega of my fathers and forefathers, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov? When will I be able to be that tzaddik to get to that Madrega? And we know that Rav Sadia Gaon every day used to do tshuva on what he didn't realize about HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the day before. That every day he had a new realization, a new knowledge, a new understanding of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he did tshuva for the previous day. That is, of course, important in a general sense, how we run our lives. But when it comes to Pesach and it comes to the Seder, the Baal HaGadah and Chazal were telling us a different message and a different way of understanding. We've all spent a lot of time cleaning, getting ready for Pesach, emotional energy, physical energy, financial resources. Otherwise, it's not a cheap Yom Tov. It's not an easy Yom Tov. We all know that. But it's a very rewarding Yom Tov. It's a Yom Tov where if we're able to get to where we have to get to, the Madregas and the levels and the deep spiritual impression that it leaves upon us is something which we have for the rest of our lives. But there's a catch. The Yetzer Hara is always working and trying to convince us that you didn't do it as well as you could have. You're not so great. Maybe you could have said over Sipurei Tzivos HaTzaraim a little better. Maybe you could have sang more. Maybe you could have eaten more matzah, drank more wine. Did you really do the shir? Did you really eat enough? And that's the Atas HaYetzer. That's the Yetzer Hara crawling in, trying to creep in and tell us that what you did wasn't good enough. You did all that hard work and you just couldn't get to the finish line. Comes along the Baal HaGadah and says, no, Nirtza. Nirtza means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts our Avodah of the Seder. He's already accepted it. He's accepted the preparation that we put in. He's accepted the efforts and the great Herculean efforts that we put into it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Chasal Seder Pesach Kehil Chasai. That we sing that you have finished the Seder of Pesach Kehil Chasai. With all of the halachas, kachal mishpata v'chukaisav, with everything that you needed to do, you've done. Be satisfied. Take a moment. Sit back. Enjoy the fruits of your labor. Chas v'shalom, we should not have that idea in our heads, that machshava, that we left it all on the table, that we didn't do anything, we didn't do as much as we could have. And we have to have that mahalach going in. And we have to be able to give that to our children as well, that what we do tonight is important. And what we do tonight is imperative. And what we do tonight is a chiyav mitaraisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us we have to do it, that we have to do this in order to remember Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But what we do is good. What we do is accomplishing. And it makes a difference. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees it and He accepts it. The Mishnah tells us in Avos, Eizo Asher Hasameach Bechalkai, who is somebody who is rich, somebody who is happy with his lot. And happy with your lot means that you have to be with your lot, happy with your lot. Once in a while, not often, when it comes to ruchnius, when it comes to spirituality, when it comes to mitzvahs, a person cannot think, I could have done it better, I should have done it better, what I did wasn't good, I'll never get to where I have to get to. No, a person has to be sameach b'chalka. You have to be able to take a step back and say, I've accomplished, we've done the mitzvah the way we're supposed to. And if we'll have that attitude, and we'll be able to go through the Seder, keeping in mind that what I'm doing is okay, that whatever gets done is good. Of course, we have to do the basics, but whatever we get accomplished is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy with us. We'll have a much happier Seder. We'll have a much more rewarding and satisfying Seder, and we'll be zeicha to the next words in Chasal Seder Pesach, Lashana Haba, Yerushalayim Habnuya. A good Erev Shabbos, a good Pesach, a Chakosher V'Sameach. Enjoy, and all the best.